New Haven, Connecticut Mayor Tony Harp says an officer seen in a video forcibly arresting a 15-year-old girl will be removed from active patrol duty. The video appears to show the officer slamming the girl onto the street after an altercation during the city's St. Patrick's Day parade. Protesters say she suffered a fractured shoulder and facial bruises. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports one of their main demands was for the officer to be taken off the streets.
When organizer Barbara Fair heard the officer would be put on desk duty, she was elated.
I'm happy. I am happy. He's off the street. That's our first demand that we wanted to happen, and it's happening.
It was the second day of protests. During the first, protesters occupied the New Haven Police Department until a police officer told them the department had launched an internal investigation of the incident. The officer said it's not standard procedure to automatically put officers on desk duty during internal investigations. Today, protesters went inside City Hall and said they wouldn't leave the mayor's office until they could talk to Harp. Harp told them she'd asked Police Chief Dean Esserman to put the officer on desk duty.
And he has agreed to do so.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
But she said she wouldn't ask police to take further action against the officer or to drop any charges against the girl seen in the video being arrested and slammed to the ground.
The reality is that she has been arrested. I am so sorry. If she were my child, I would not want that to happen to my child. In that way.
Harp also said she would investigate claims the altercation at the parade that led to the arrest had taken place because the girl was being bullied by classmates. Organizer Holly Tucker said she thinks Harp took a step in the right direction.
Definitely a good start, I think so. So I'm going to follow up and make sure she does what she promised. And if she does, she has my support.
Organizers said they didn't have immediate plans for further protests. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.